The Jeep Grand Cherokee 4xe plug-in hybrid is built for the best of both worlds. For the city buzz, for the call of the wild, for finding solitude, for sharing memories, for day trips, and for far-roaming adventures. Because with gas and electric capability, the Jeep Grand Cherokee 4xe inspires you to explore more, to explore it all. Tap the banner to learn more. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Total Sport FM, within great chat into the back post for you to nod home.
Welcome back, this is Total Sport FM, you're listening to Des and Lisa, and today, off the back of another wild transfer fee rumoured from Saudi Arabia, we're discussing how you, the listener, would improve financial fair play to actually make it fair, because right now, it's far from it.
Very far from it. Financial unfair play, if you ask me, Des, or just financial play, the way they're playing with their...
Yes, right, Lisa, on the line...
Finances.
We have Anthony from Carlisle. Anthony, any great ideas?
Yeah, several.
Terrific. Would you be willing to share one with us?
Okay, well, the only way to make it fair is to directly hinder teams based on how much they spend.
Right.
So I reckon however much a player costs in millions, that number of kilograms is added to them in weight. To slow them down and whatnot.
Okay. I'm kind of into this one, actually.
How do you mean added to them, Anthony?
Well, it depends on the fee. If it's low, like 4 million, that's just 4 kilograms in ankle weights.
Ah, I thought it was a diet, like a Hansel and Gretel situation.
Take me seriously.
Okay.
But if it's more, like 20 million, you'd have a 20 kilogram weighted backpack.
And what if it's one of these transfer fees we see at the top level these days? You know, 100 million, say.
A bloke.
Sorry, a bloke?
A bloke, yes. They pop a bloke on their back, piggyback the bloke for the whole game.
And who would it be then, the bloke?
Doesn't matter.
It does. Is it the same one every week? Is it one of the reserves? A fan, maybe?
Yeah, fan. Club can sell tickets to enter a draw to be the bloke, like the little mascot fellas at the start.
But then they'd be profiting even more, wouldn't they? So it's yet more money for them, and this is supposed to fix financial fair play.
So what?
No. Good point, I suppose. So what? So what everything? Thanks for your call, Anthony. You're listening to Total Sport. Keep your texts and calls coming in. We're asking, how would you make the game more fair?
Niall in Bath says clowns, poorly built rides, and a guy that dives off a really tall diving board into a little pool.
Fairground. He means fairground.
Bunty in Cork says salary cabs. I assume they mean salary caps, but you can't be certain, can you?
What would a salary cab be, do you think?
Well, the players make so much money, they probably need a cab to carry it all home.
Absolutely.
And Margot in Hanover.
Oh, Margot in Hanover. That's exotic, isn't it? Really nice to hear we have people all over Europe enjoying the show.
It is, isn't it? Yeah, I suppose good radio travels across borders and cultures.
And what's Margot in Hanover got to say?
She says, not really enjoying the show as much as normal today.
Right. Cheers anyway, Margot.
That's disappointing.
Move on, tease Simon Steele.
Coming up later on in the show, we have Total Sports transfer guru, Simon Steele. He'll be here to give us the inside track on the biggest moves happening in this window.
That's right, and you don't want to miss this one. Simon has some big scoops coming your way. That's later on in the show, but before that, here's the news and weather.
Four men are at large in the London area after a string of toy and sweet shop robberies. The men, described by onlookers as all under 4 foot and with bald faces, are not thought to be dangerous, but are said to have an awful lot of energy for this time of day.
God, I hear the transfer rumour stuff.
How come?
Well, it's just bollocks, isn't it? No one really knows anything. They don't know what's going to happen or which club is talking to what player.
But you think it's all made up?
Well, a lot of agents and clubs plant stories, but I think a fair bit of it is made up, yeah. Journalists know what type of player a club wants, so they just put two and two together and come up with, you know...
Four. Sorry, five.
Well, I was going to say a bullshit piece of clickbait, but yeah, five.
But people love it.
They do. Yeah, they do.
Jan coming in now.
Great. She's going to tell us the transfer gossip is the most popular thing in the station and we should run with it.
You should push back against it if you feel like that.
Oh, I will. Don't you worry about that.
Great stuff so far, guys. Really enjoyed your chat with the slug breeder earlier, Lisa. Enlightening stuff. Now, Des, we really want to push the Simon Steele section later, OK?
No problem.
Great. Cheers, Des.
Wait, are we sure this is the direction we want to go in? I'm not sure that Des has his heart in this.
Look, what Des does and doesn't have his heart in isn't really my concern, Lisa. I know, and he knows, and you'll soon know, that transfer gossip is the lifeblood of the football content industry. Listeners love it, so we provide it.
But Des was saying
that... No, don't worry about it, Lisa. I'm fine with it.
Oh, okay.
See, he's fine with it. It's going to be great. And Simon Steele's a good character, isn't he? Listen, we know he talks rubbish. He doesn't have any sources, he just reads the Twitter feed of that Italian guy that actually has contacts. But we can't afford him, and listeners love Simon. The main thing is the speculation. It's a bit of harmless fun. Does it matter if it's true or not?
No, I guess not.
And does it matter if we get more advertising revenue off the back of that very slight dishonesty?
I suppose not,
actually. And does it matter if we extend that dishonesty to other areas of content on the station, such as climate change and Brexit?
No, wait.
Back in five.
What was the last bit about...
Have a good one, guys.
That's the latest. I'm Glenn Moore.
Total Sport FM. See. The sleek, shiny sheen of sporty style. Feel. Horsepower so patently potent it's actually scary. Hear. The amazing quiet of a sleeping baby. Smell. The alluring aroma of fragrant ginger. The Spice Girls are back for one night only at London's Indigo 2. Book tickets now.
You're listening to Total Sport, and coming up now, we're... what are we doing actually right now? It's time for the news. No, it can't be the news. We've just done that. Is it... where's our producer? Is it the news?
The news that... Where is our producer, actually?
Yeah. Sorry. We're doing how to fix financial fair play, taking calls.
We're asking how you would fix financial fair play, and we've had some texts in. David says, bring back deal or no deal, but have different players in the boxes. Kylian Mbappe is the 250 grand, and Ollie McBurney is the 1p, and midway through the show, the banker might phone you up and offer you a Harvey Barnes.
So I guess then you'd want a player who's good in the box.
Yeah. What do you mean, Des?
The 18-yard box.
Right.
And the box on deal or no deal, like the box that you get given.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
Right. We've had another text here saying the only way to do it fairly is for every team to have a strict budget of £100 million like in fantasy football. May not be a bad idea. And that's from a Daniel L. in Tottenham.
Now we're going live to Florida for an update on the golf with Ken Sharp. Ken, what's been happening?
A mixed morning of action here for British representative James Sharp as he eagled the fourth before being attacked by an alligator on the fifth.
Ken will just bang on for ages so we can take a breather here.
Carla, can I get some notes on the darts for when we go there later? I want to be able to ask a couple of questions. Carla?
Sorry, say that again.
Can I get some notes for the darts a bit later?
Yeah, sure.
Thanks. You okay?
Yeah, fine.
You seem a bit distant today as all.
Des, I'm just talking to you now. What was it like working at Rex FM?
Yeah, it was all right. Long time ago now.
Right.
Ashley Dominic is still in charge. He's a good guy. He's been there forever. How come? You're not thinking of leaving us, are you?
Politely, but ultimately...
Carla?
That's how you win golf tournaments, isn't it?
Yes. Cheers, Ken.
Total Sport FM, online and on digital.
Very pleased to say we're now joined by renowned football historian Professor Malcolm Honk, who has a new book out. It's called Moving Through the Century, and it details the history of football transfers. Good afternoon, Malcolm.
Oh, please, call me Malcolm. Mr. Honk is my father's name.
Let's start with a question about modern football in general. Do you like it, or do you hark back to the days of old?
Excellent question. I love both. They're very different, clearly. The old days, and I'm talking about the early 20th century here, was all-out attack. Seven players up front, scores of 9-7 or 6-all or whatever it might be. But as the decades progressed, we saw more power and pace come into the league, right up to the present day, and we have more power and pace than ever.
Absolutely.
Some of the players we see now, there's so much variation.
Well, I was going to ask that. Are there any modern players that really grab you?
Absolutely wonderful question. Yes, there are. Someone like Romelu Lukaku, such strength and power. Beast of a man. Fascinating to watch. Or Mbappe, pace of a cheetah. One could almost imagine him stalking and chasing his prey on the plains of the Serengeti.
What about someone like Kevin De Bruyne?
Oh, so smart, so intelligent, a chess player on the field.
Right, I thought so.
And your book is about the history of transfers. We always hear the old stories of players moving between clubs for a bag of training bibs, but what were the earliest transfers like?
Splendid question. Some of the oldest transfers would be seen as quite unusual by today's standards. Take the hatless Billy Sims transfer, for example.
Yeah, great example. I know about that, obviously, but for the sake of the audience, tell us about it.
Well, he moved from Woolwich Arsenal to the Tamworth Roamers in 1875 for 2 pints of cat milk, and then when he moved back, it was in exchange for a long kiss on the lip from the chairman.
Why did he want a kiss on the lips?
Perfect question, lip. We don't know, but things have changed so much now, and it's not always for the best.
Interesting. What makes you say that?
Well, aside from the huge sums of money involved, it also seems to me that we've become too obsessed with the wrong stats. Goals, assists, etc. We no longer use the correct methods to record how good a player is.
So you think football stats have become less accurate?
Yes.
Even with Opta?
Yes.
Even with the amount of data analysis all clubs have now?
Yes. We've largely forgotten the old ways of deciding which players, indeed which people, to trade.
Right.
You only have to look at certain players to see that they're better specimens than others. Denser bone structure, more defined muscular frames, overdeveloped quick twitch fibres.
Okay.
Try and move them on from this, guys.
I think we're heading into an area we sort of want to avoid here, Professor. Let's get back to...
No, let's keep it here, because we all know what he's saying. He's going to talk about measuring skulls in a minute.
Look, he said some things that could be construed as potentially being possibly interpreted as racist, but I highly doubt he would go as far
measuring
as...
Measuring skulls is one way to do it, yes.
Oh, God.
Phrenology is something that has helped us determine which person to buy or sell for many moons, and I see no reason why we should just throw the baby out of the bathwater purely because of this new agenda.
And what agenda is that, Professor?
The agenda to deny science.
And you think a better scientific way to judge a person's ability is by...
measuring the shape and size of a person's skull, yes.
Professor, thank you. After the break, we hear from a lady that makes sporting collages out of old wigs.
This is bullshit.
Traffic and travel with me, Glenn Moore. The M4 has shrunk due to a hot air balloon tussle high above Junction 14.
Why did you let him talk for so long? It was obvious he was just some mad old racist.
You need to let these people speak so everyone sees how mental their point of view is.
Can I just apologise for this one? I shouldn't have let him on, and I definitely shouldn't have let him on for so long.
It's one of those things.
That was a shit show, Carla. You can't let that happen again.
No, I know.
And as for letting him speak so people can see how stupid he is, let's just see how our audience responds to it, shall we?
Right, Simon's here, and we're back on in 25 seconds.
Oh, good.
Desmond, as I live or breathe, and the lovely, lovely lady, Lisa. You're doing good things here, you know. I listen when I'm in the Tessie. You're bringing this place into the 20th century.
What's Tessie?
Tesla. It's quicker to say Tessie than the Tesla Model X.
But you don't have to mention the car at all.
Mike's going live.
Online, on digital, on fire. The Des and Lisa Show, only on Total Sport.
Welcome back. Now, as promised, we are joined in the studio by transfer gossip guru, Oracle of Outgoings. It's Simon Steele.
Good afternoon, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Our pleasure, Simon. We've got so many texts and emails about you coming on. You've got quite the following.
Well, yes, I feel very lucky, very blessed to have so many wonderful disciple people behind me. So I nearly said disciples then.
Well, so he is a cult leader.
Nearly. Now, I understand you've got some big news for us.
That's right, Des. I'm sure you saw I broke the news on socials earlier. A Saudi Arabian team are preparing a bid, thought to be in the region of £365 million, for one Erling Haaland.
why 365 million? Seems specific.
Maybe 1 million for every day he's likely to stay there?
Or maybe it's 500,000 per goal he's going to score in that tin pot league.
Well, let's not belittle the Saudi league. Assalamu alaikum.
Okay.
I am told by my sources that Hirlin's salary would be in the region of £35 million per month. Almost what you're on, Des.
I'll have to have a word with my agent.
Surely this is just one of those non-stories, though. Why would he go to Saudi and ruin his career? Players like Erling Haaland want to be playing at the top level.
Erling Haaland wants to do whatever's best for Erling Haaland. And to suggest Saudi Arabia isn't the top level, Des, it's offensive. It's a booming, burgeoning league, and if he went there, he'd be surrounded by beautiful landscapes, fantastic food, exotic wildlife, and friendly locals.
Is he sponsored by Saudi Arabia?
Sounds like you work for the tourist board, Simon.
Do you? Do you work for them? Are you sponsored by Saudi Arabia?
Some more big news concerning Premier League clubs.
That's a yes, then.
And I'm hearing that Chelsea and Spain keeper Kepa Arrizabalaga could be making tracks to Germany. I can't say exactly who's in for him, but let's just put it this way. It's one of the Borussias. And that is a Steel exclusive.
Set in Steel!
It's not. Fabrizio Romano tweeted it 5 minutes ago.
And that's definitely a Steel exclusive, is it?
Sure is.
Set in Steel!
Your source isn't Fabrizio Romano by any chance, is it?
Yeah, he must be hacking my messages.
and the Borussia is Dortmund, obviously.
I couldn't possibly say.
You don't have to.
Okay. Well, I'm sure Fabrizio won't have tweeted this one. Remember this guy? Eden Hazard. Well, he could be making a shock return to the EPL.
Hazard's retired now, so...
Oh, that's interesting. Who's he linked to?
Hazard is linked to Spurs.
Ooh.
Exactly. Former rivals, but that's who wants him.
What sort of money are we talking?
My sources are saying because of his age and his recent injury history, he would be setting salary demands of between 10 and 300 grand a week. But he may also accept a pay-to-play deal as well, so all to play for there. But as far as I'm concerned, that one is...
Set in Steel!
More news, and this is a big one. A Bahraini Premier League team are apparently launching a bid for none other than Romeo Beckham, son, of course, to Victoria Posh Spice Beckham.
And David.
Currently at Brentford B, this would be a huge move for Bahrain to put them on the football world map. Of course, not near the levels of Saudi, especially as a holiday destination, but a good first step.
Wow, a Beckham. That's football heritage.
So, give us a quick recap of the players you've mentioned here today.
So, that's Erling Haaland, Kepa Arrizabalaga, Eden Hazard and Romeo Beckham.
And what's the name of the Bahrain club Romeo Beckham's going to?
I'm not doing the accent on that one.
Fair enough.
Thank you, Simon. We'll be back after this.
Total Sport FM.
Are you running out of garden space to bury your beloved family pets? Well,
right, I'm going to nip out and make some calls.
Okay.
Wait till he's completely left before you slag him off. And he's gone.
Fucking hell.
I told you.
He keeps saying my sources like it's real. Do you think he knows it's bullshit or do you think he has to believe it?
I reckon he has to convince himself it's real. He has all these followers that hang off his every word and I think he thinks... of himself as a Christ figure.
Do you think I could get a rumour started?
No harm in trying. As long as he never, ever finds out the station loves him and he absolutely does not have a sense of humour.
So there might be harm in trying.
Yeah.
It's funny, though.
It is.
It is.
Okay, I'll get my friend to tweet something and see what happens. He's got quite a few followers. What shall I get him to say?
The ones that get traction are the ones where a player is spotted on a house viewing in a new city.
Harry Kane spotted back in London?
Nah, too big a name. Needs to be someone lower profile. This is for when he's run out of the big stuff that everyone's already covered. Also a chance for an exclusive.
Kieran Tierney seen at Hollywood Bowl in Newcastle?
Make it a bit more precise and with a funnier name.
All right, Ethan Ampadu seen at a Londis in Birmingham, and when a local man asked if he was going to Aston Villa, he touched his nose and blinked heavily.
Yeah, that's the one. Slightly more detail. See, East Birmingham and Bodymore Heath instead of Aston Villa, that's the training ground. Just makes it sound a bit more believable.
And keep the Londis.
Yeah, because that then makes him look thick if he goes for it.
Yeah. God, this is thrilling. I'm texting my friend now.
Yeah, this is fun. Be great if he went with it, but it's just as much fun watching what he does when he's run out of things to say.
Oh my God, yeah, it's great.
He just sits there stalling for time until someone on Twitter breaks a story.
Well, great, I'm looking forward to that. I love watching smug pricks like him treading water.
Any good goss, Simon?
Bits. What are you saying, Lisa?
Oh, just this article about Piers Morganton in the Channel.
Nice save.
Total Sport FM. Chat shit, get banged.
It is, of course, now time for our Mad Monday Mayhem phone-in quiz contest. All afternoon, you've been phoning in to get through to this moment, and we have one lucky caller on the line, in with a chance to win two tickets to the Champions League final. Who do we have on the line there?
Billy.
OK, Billy. The way this is going to work is in the form of a Who Am I? They're all famous transfers that made the headlines. I'll give you some clues, and you've got to answer as many as you can against the clock. You've got 90 seconds. If you get five or more correct, you've won the tickets. Do you understand?
Absolutely. Clear as day.
Okay, then. Let's start the clock. Number one. After a very successful stint at Liverpool, I moved to rivals Chelsea in 2011 for a British record transfer fee of £50 million.
Did you?
Sorry? No, as in, who am I?
Des.
No, in the question, who am I?
Des from Total Sport.
Let's try another. In 2019, I moved from Leicester City to Manchester United in a move that made me the most expensive defender in history.
No, you didn't.
No, again, Billy, it's not actually about me.
I was listening to you on here in 2019, Des.
I'm not the person in the question. You're trying to work out who that's about.
Got it.
So who am I if I am the most expensive defender in history?
Des.
No.
Lisa?
Not me either. It's a footballer, Billy.
You're against the clock here, Billy. Should we try another? I played for... scrap that. Which player moved from Blackburn Rovers to Tottenham for £15 million in 2008, scoring from the halfway line against arch-rivals Arsenal?
David Bentley.
Yes! Wow!
30 seconds left.
Right. Which fullback was the first signing of the Abramovich era at Chelsea, brought in from West Ham?
Ben Johnson.
Amazing! Who did Man City sign for £100 million from Aston Villa?
Jack Grealish.
10 seconds.
Arsenal signed him from Everton in 2001.
Francis Jeffers.
Spotted Rotterdam to West Ham.
Marco Bugan.
Yes! My God, you've done it, Billy. That is incredible. After the start you had, how have you got Marco Bugas?
Absolutely brilliant, Billy. Right at the buzzer as well.
That's right, Billy. Here, see if you can get this one. I just won the Mega Monday Mayhem Quiz, and I've got two tickets to the Champions League final. Who am I?
You're Des.
That's right. No, for crying out loud, it's you, Billy. Congratulations. Our team will be on you to sort out the details, and God help them.
Total Sport FM, online and on digital.
We are here with transfer guru Simon Steele. Simon, what else have you got for us?
Loads.
Great.
Yeah, loads of stories. The transfer news never sleeps, and nor do I. Not literally, obviously. I actually need about 11 hours a night, but you know.
Okay, what have you got for us?
Well, before we get into any breaking news, I just want to go back to the Romeo Beckham move, if I may.
Of course. Why is that?
Oh, just to fill our listeners in on the details of the potential move to Bahrain. In terms of the financial package, it is our understanding that a player is worth whatever a team is willing to pay.
Yes.
It is, of course, all contingent on paperwork going through in time before the transfer deadline and subject to a medical in which the player will be analysed by doctors on their physical condition to see...
This is the stalling thing we were talking about.
Yeah, Simon, we know how transfers work.
And then it is thought the player will board an aircraft, normally a big plane like an Airbus, potentially carried by the likes of Virgin Atlantic or Etihad, maybe even Emirates, and he will be flown high above the clouds to his destination. There are some reports that he might get a private jet, but we can't confirm that right now. Either way, the feeling is whichever plane he gets, they will have to get those little stairs wheeled up to the airplane door so that he can walk down onto the tarmac. Or they might have the extended corridor things that go straight into the terminal.
This is mental.
Fascinating. Thanks, Simon. Well, if you have no more gossip...
Wait! News just reaching me now, and this one is a genuine Simon Steele exclusive.
What do you mean genuine? Does that mean that the other one...
And I can reveal that ex-Chelsea defender Ethan Ampadu is currently at Aston Villa's Bodymore Heath training facility. The Welsh international is set to sign a deal with a Midlands club, despite only being at Leeds for a brief time. More news as we get it, but for now, that is...
Oh, great work, Simon. Just out of interest, who are your sources?
Come on, Lisa. A good journalist never reveals their sources, you know that.
Of course. Yeah, of course.
I think we, as fans of yours, are just looking for some insight into this fascinating world.
Well, you know, I would dearly love to tell you, but then I'd have to kill you.
Of course, but seriously, I think our listeners would just love to know one person who has told you anything.
Yeah, because otherwise, I think they start to believe that you're just getting your information from Twitter. But that can't be right. Get it? Yeah, they might start to think that you just eavesdrop on gossip in the queue at Londis.
Yeah, just one little name would do, Simon.
Steve.
Steve.
Yep.
Steve what?
Steve. Sauce.
The name of your sauce is Steve Sauce.
Yep.
That's it for the show today. We'll be back same time tomorrow. Up next is Drive Time with the GOAT.
Total Sport FM, online and on digital.
All right, guys, good show.
Good job, guys. Some very quick feedback. As far as the call from Professor Hunt goes, the audience hated the phrenology stuff.
Oh, did they? Well, that's great.
Yeah, you see, sometimes our audience can surprise you. I think they're a lot more progressive than you want to believe.
Yeah, OK, well, that's a relief.
Well, hang on. Yes, they hated the phrenology stuff, but they liked the skull measuring stuff. So basically, we think that they don't know what phrenology means.
Great.
Great.
And we've got an email from the solicitor of a Steve Sauce. He wants to know why his client is being named on national radio.
I'll look into that.
Lisa, can I have a quick word?
Yeah. What was it about?
So, yeah, that slug thing.
Carl, are you okay?
Yeah, just a bit, you know.
You're talking to Rex FM then? They are pretty good. Obviously, I don't want you to go, but if it makes sense for
it's
you...
It's not then happening. It's fallen through at the last minute.
Oh, sorry to hear that. What did they say?
The money wasn't really enough, and I can't prove this, but I mentioned during small talk that I'd got COVID 6 times, and I don't think they like that.
Right.
Yeah.
So, just to be clear, you didn't get the move because you couldn't agree personal terms and you failed a medical.
Well, yeah, I suppose.
Well, thought that one was set in steel.
Dial F for Football was created by Tayo Papula, starring Lolly Adefope, Fergus Craig, Jessica Fostercue and Helen Cripps. Also featuring James Acaster, Edward Easton, George Fouracres, Johnny Sweet, Glenn Moore and Ivo Graham. Written by Mark G. Smith and Rhys James. Produced, engineered and music by Tom Jenkins. Executive produced by Tayo Papula. Directed by Mark G. Smith. This was a Furious Styles production for Keep It Light Media.